Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 8 February 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a guest tonight I've never had on before. We're going to talk to him about something that we all know something about. We're going to discuss the Federal Reserve, but not maybe the way you think we are. But we'll get that in just a minute. We're going to talk to Ed Hendry. Right after we get through a couple announcements. Tomorrow being Thursday, of course, Lord willing, I'll be in office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. We do want to hear from you, folks. Crystal won't be here tomorrow again. She's with her daddy still up in a rehab center in Morgantown. He's gaining ground, seems like. He's doing very well. They think they got all the cancer and the tumor in his head. They pray that they think they did. He's in rehab now, and he's sounding good. Talked to him on the phone a few hours ago. He sounded really good, so... Crystal won't be here tomorrow. Shannon will be here with me in office trying to help me get things lined out. So you feel free to call tomorrow just to talk to us a while. If you want to place an order, if you can. We still have some of the Broken Arrow DVDs left, the seminars, folks. And again, $7.50 for one. That includes shipping. Anything above that, $3.50 each. We'll get them out of here to you. I guarantee you that if you get one of these, you're going to want more of them. Get them while they last because they're about all gone. This is the last one we have, period, of all the seven seminars we've done. But call tomorrow and get what you like on those, please. And also a very special prayer request tonight for a dear, very dear friend of mine and Marsha Jean's. Her name is Norma. I just did her husband's funeral this past summer. When Norma was taken to the hospital this afternoon, throwing up some blood and passing blood some too. She's had surgery many years ago for cancers. Norma is one of the finest Christian ladies I ever met in my life. And I don't say that lightly, folks. I really don't. One of the most finest Christian ladies I met in my life. So if you pray warriors out there, please keep Norma in your prayers. By the way, she's the lady we buy our fresh milk from and fresh butter from, eggs from, all that. We get those from her all the time. But keep Norma in your prayers, you prayer warriors, please. This lady is a very special lady, okay? I'll keep you updated, of course, when things come in next week on the radio. I'll do my best to keep you updated on that. And, again, I said tomorrow's office day, if you want to call tomorrow and talk to us, if you'd like to give a donation, we'd appreciate it. If you need any Strauss heart drops or vitamin or toothpaste and mouthwash or anything else you might need, as far as Cartivite, we have some REM sleep left, folks. I'm looking right now, maybe 10 bottles of REM sleep left. Once these are gone, be gone forever. 10 bottles left is all we have. If you want to talk about that tomorrow, please give us a call. We do want to hear from you, and I do mean that. If my brother Daryl's listening PA tonight, Daryl, give me a call tomorrow if you don't care if you listen tonight. I'd love to talk to you. I truly would. But anyway, let's get to our guest. Let's go to Ed Hendry. Ed, are you there?
I am.
It is good to have you, sir, and I mean that. I truly do. I talked to you a little while today, and you sound like an old country boy to me.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
tell the folks a little bit about Ed, and what he does, and just give us some a little bit of background on Ed.
Well, the most important thing is that I'm a Christian saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
And I try to do the best I can with a few gifts God's given me, and He's put it on my heart to write a few books, and I've done that. I'm just a servant of the Lord, doing the best I can. And so He's given me, the unction of the Holy Spirit to sort of see through the deception that we're living in. I'm not unusual among Christians. I mean, most people, when they're Christians, their eyes are opened and they suddenly realize that what God has said in His Word is happening before your very eyes. So, and we see that, today. And so,
Go ahead, right ahead.
Well, a lot of what I have learned. I happen to be a lawyer. I tell you that if you promise not to use it against me. But I've learned more since I was saved than I ever learned in law school, and it gives me a different view of the law. Okay.
Of course.
So you had mentioned that, for example, somebody had cancer. God has a remedy for everything. And I would just ask people to research Dr. Otto Warburg. He discovered the cause of cancer and the cure for cancer. I would just ask people before they get involved. And I'm not a doctor. I don't give medical. You have to do your own due diligence. Before you get involved, the only three things that the medical community will resort to with regard to cancer is first surgery, not in that order, but just one surgery, two would be chemotherapy, and then three radiation. But as far as naturopathy, no. And Dr. Otto Warburg, just real quick, I know it's not the topic we had agreed to discuss on, but let me just touch on this. Your body has cells that are aerobic, okay? They use oxygen. When there's a low oxygen level in your body, they become like plants. Your cells become like plants in order to survive. And when they do that, rather than use oxygen to metabolize, they use sugar. And so the only thing they can do is the simplest thing, and that's replicate. And that's what causes the tumor. And what you need to do is increase the oxygen level in your body by raising the pH, okay? So if you have a highly acidic system, your system has a low pH, high acid environment, that creates a low oxygen environment, and what happens is it is a perfect environment for cancer. So what you have to do is eat natural foods, raise your pH, and the cancer cells cannot survive in a high oxygen environment. And people, when they ordinarily when they live the life, cancer comes and goes. But anyway, like I said, I'm not a doctor. All I'm telling you is what Dr. Otto Warburg said. And by the way, he won the Nobel Prize, and he was nominated, I can't remember how many times, I think like 60 times for the Nobel Prize, a brilliant doctor. But there's no money. There's no
That's
money
true.
In the
That's
natural
true.
Cure for cancer, which is why he was, a little bit ostracized with regard to his discovery.
That is very true. That is very true. Money, the love of money, still the root of all evil, folks. And let's face it, drug companies make a fortune off our sickness. They don't want you to get well. They want to treat you. I look that gentleman up. I assume he passed away already?
Dr. Otto Warburg, yes, he's died. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's I like to know more about him. I really would.
His papers and so forth, I think we go back to 1923 when he was when he made his discoveries. So.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. And now back to what we're talking about, folks. I want to share a couple of things. By the way, you mentioned that you didn't understand a lot to become a Christian. That's because the truth, all truth, on all topics is spiritually discerned. Without the spirit of Christ in you and understanding his word, it's hard to understand what's happening in the physical world, is it not?
Amen. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It truly is. Anyway.
The scales do fall from your eyes. Yeah, absolutely.
And then Ecclesiastes 1:18 comes into play. With wisdom comes grief, with the knowledge comes sorrow. The more you learn, the more it breaks your heart. Others can't see it, but they're looking at it from a carnal viewpoint. But I want to hit two topics.
That is so true.
Yep. Go ahead, Edward.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
And that's a problem. The world's trying to fix its problems from man's viewpoint. It's humanistic. It won't happen. It can't happen. That's why a politician can't save us. We're wasting time in politics. Politics cannot fix spiritual problems. Go ahead.
That's right. That's right. You know, before we went on, you were talking about bail-ins, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to cover that in a minute, yes.
And they're from what I understand, they've been talking about that here in the United States. They've already – see, they won't do a bailout again. They're done with bailout. Now – people are probably wondering, what does this bail-in mean?
Okay. Well, I want to share that. I don't want to interrupt you, but I got the article in my hand right here that talks about this.
Okay, go ahead.
It's been discussed, but I want to say this very quickly. Central banks all over the world are purchasing gold by the ton. Central bank gold reserves have the highest increase since 1950 in 2022. I mean, huge increase. I mean, China's buying up gold like you won't believe, but other nations are too, not just China, India, and Turkey. And I think Turkey bought up a bunch of gold. Other nations are buying gold to back up the reserve because they know they have nothing in reserves. If all they have is their fiat currency like the U.S., they have nothing. But we're talking about bail-ins. Now, folks, I'm going to read this article to you. It's on our website, PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. She'll be up there, if not tonight, tomorrow. Look under the headline, Economic News. You'll see this article. And I'm going to read to you, and you'll find out why it includes U.S. just a second. You know, the United States. European Central Bank preparing for bail-ins and banking collapse, according to a whistleblower. There's a video on that, folks, about a minute and a half, 2 minutes long. As people standing in line, I think a Bank of America, I believe it was, couldn't get the money out, and no one could tell them why. Now, listen to this. Greg Reese recently published a video report about how banks are preparing to resort to bail-ins where they would restrict depositors from accessing their own funds. Now, folks, keep this in mind. If your money's in the bank, it's their money. They have control over it. Even if you have it in a safety deposit box, if it's in their possession, it's not yours. Same way with precious metals. You want to keep it somewhere, keep it in your own possession. Anyway, he played the clip from the recent FDIC meeting where the fragile condition of the banking system was discussed and the fear of bank runs, and we have also previously covered that. A contracted whistleblower for the European Central Bank contacted Greg Reese after he aired the video excerpt from the recent FDIC meeting where they discussed bail-ins, alleging that he had been assigned an urgent project related to preparing for bail-ins for the European Central Bank. Bail-ins, as opposed to bailouts, are when the banks take money out of the accounts on deposit within the bank when a bank does not have enough funds to meet its obligations. According to this report by Greg Reese and the information from his informant, the playbook for bank bail-ins has already been written for Europe, and they're preparing for bank runs. This is happening as we speak, and folks, it's imminent right here in the good old U.S. of A. I promise you that is coming. If you have money in the bank, get it out of there. Safety deposit box with precious metals, get it out of there and get it in your own position. Take your cash out, invest it in some precious metals, and buy some storable foods, do something with it. But don't let your money be in the bank, because if you have anything on paper, I don't care if it's 401k, IRA, or even dollars eventually, they're worth the paper they're written on. And that's a fact. I share that story, Ed, if you don't mind, because I thought it was a very important article.
Yeah, they've already done that in Spain. So that they've had a dry run. They know what it said. They've done the bail-in already. So, and just to let people know, legally, when you deposit money in the bank, that's no longer your money legally. See, what you are is you're an unsecured creditor to the bank. You're actually loaning the money. That's what you are. You're a lender to
that's
the bank.
That's right.
So
yes.
When you deposit money in the bank, it's not like the bank is holding your money in an account. No. You've given the bank your money, okay, as a loan, and they pay you interest on it. And so if the bank has a financial issue and it's necessary for them to do so, they can take your money because you are an unsecured creditor, and you have all of the risk of an unsecured creditor. That is, there's nothing, there's no asset of the bank that you have a call on. So that's the problem. The legal status of a depositor in the bank is that of an unsecured creditor. So just ponder that and understand that. And this is a hard lesson that people had to learn in the Depression. But most of the people that went through the Depression and got burned are now dead. And so a lot of those lessons have been lost, okay? And, you know, you have to learn from history. So when the banks went under then, people lost their money. We have a problem now, too, because with the fractional reserve system, the way it is, for every dollar deposited in the bank, they can loan out, depending on the type of account, $10, $20, maybe more for every dollar that's deposited. And our entire system is based on debt. So every dollar that comes into circulation because somebody borrowed it. And that's the problem with our fiat system. So if you, for example, if you just look at the dollars that you have in your pocket, they're Federal Reserve notes, and it says on it legal tender for all debts, public and private. Now, you have to understand what a note is. A note is an obligation to pay, all right? So when you write a check, all right, that's a personal note you are writing to a person, all right? And that is an obligation where they can take that check to the bank and get payment. There's a third party involved in that, and that's the bank. But basically, you're writing a promise that you have that money in that account, and the bank will give it to you if you present that check. There's another kind of note called a bearer document. And the Federal Reserve notes, those are called bearer notes. And so they're debt obligations of the Federal Reserve. But here's the thing. They're actually counterfeit. And let me explain what I mean by that. If you look at the history of money, okay, in the olden days, those pieces of paper that we look at and we call money, all right, and we call it money because that's the vernacular. It's technically currency, all right, but in the olden days, you would have these pieces of paper, okay, very much similar to the Federal Reserve notes we have now, only they were printed by the United States, okay, or they could be printed by a bank, a private bank. And what they were promises to pay a certain amount of gold and a certain amount of silver that was on deposit at that bank, or in the case of a U.S. note, in the U.S. Treasury. So if you looked at old bills, they would say at the top, there is on deposit in the Treasury, and whatever the amount is, let's say $100 in gold coin, and that this paper allows you payment of that $100 in gold coin upon presentment to the Treasury. See, that's what that was. It was a bearer note. It was a It was an obligation to pay. Now, sometimes they were called certificates because they would, and the reason they were called that is because they certified on the face of it that they had on deposit. Okay. Now, when it wasn't long after the Federal Reserve, they stopped that certification, and they simply said they would pay you on demand a certain amount of silver and a certain amount of gold. And then they were very clever. They did it ever so subtly. So they barely, they made it look the same. In fact, if you look at old bills that were gold certificates and silver certificates, they look very, very similar to our present day money or currency, I should say. But they ever so subtly started changing things. So they stopped saying gold and silver, okay, and they started using terms like lawful money, okay? And let's see, what term did they use? Was it gold or silver? And then
okay.
But anyway, they suddenly started changing it until they ultimately took the promise to pay off. All right, and so when you have a note where the promise to pay is now taken off the paper, what you have is a piece of paper that purports to be a note, but is not really a note. They said, now it's kind of like this: if I wrote on a piece of paper, okay, I will pay. I promise to pay you 20 oranges. Okay. Now, just because that piece of paper says 20 oranges doesn't mean that it is 20 oranges, okay? And if I refuse to give you the 20 oranges, it's a counterfeit note. Well, that's the same with the Federal Reserve note. They say they have a figure on them, but that it's really counterfeit. It's legal counterfeit. The law allows them to. That's with the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. They're able to print that money, okay? And people have been, it's like witchcraft. They've been deceived into thinking that this piece of paper is really money. Okay, so for it to be money, it has to be a store of value. It has to have intrinsic value, okay? It may be currency, but it's certainly not money. Because the value actually changes every day. Why does it change every day? Well, it's what we call a fiat currency. And a fiat currency can be inflated and deflated. What I mean by that is the amount in circulation can increase or decrease. And lately it's been increasing quite a bit, all right?
And I'd like to add something here, too, if you don't mind, Ed.
Sure.
We have a false inflation. And people say, well, wait a minute, what do you mean false? It costs more every day you go to the store. That's true. But it's not a real inflation made by circumstances that cause inflation. What's called this inflation is called fiat money. Let me explain very quickly. 1971, over a half century ago, my wife and I got married, Ed, and I looked up the other day, a dollar bill in 1971 was, it took 15 cents to take what to get what we get for a dollar a day. So a dollar bill lost 85% of its value in the last 51 years. Now, that's a fact. Gold was $35 an ounce back then. Gold is now $1,850 an ounce. So gold went through the roof over 5,000%. The dollar devalued 85%. So it's not really inflation in the way of shortage of goods or whatever. That's what usually calls inflation. This is deflation of the dollar. You can still buy a gallon of gas for 20 cents. Actually, more than a gallon, because two silver dimes are worth about $2.40 a piece, so about, let's say $5 for two silver dimes. You can still buy a gallon of gas 20 cents if you had real money. That's what real money would buy you. So gas has not increased in many, many, many years in price. The dollar is devalued to make it look like gas is going up. Is that a fair explanation?
Well, that's right. And there's an interesting story that you mentioned about gas, and we can get into that in just a minute. But actually, if supply and demand were able to work naturally, gas would be much, much cheaper than it is now, much cheaper. And I'll explain that in just a minute. You're actually paying at the gas pump a tax that is directly linked to the decisions of the Federal Reserve. So, but you're absolutely right. An increase in the money supply is what inflation is. It's not an increase in the price. Price increase is a symptom of inflation. And basically, inflation is when you have more dollars chasing the same amount of goods as was chasing them previously, and then the price goes up because you have more dollars. If you can think of it this way, think of two people at an auction, and they really, really want, let's say, whatever's being auctioned off. Let's make it a painting. And to them, it's priceless. They want it. So the one guy bids $100, but that's all he has. So he's tapped out. That's it. But if someone came and added $10 to his pot, he could now bid $110, see, but because he has more money. But the painting itself, it's still just that painting, all right? And you just increase the amount of money that's in circulation in that auction. And basically the market is like a big auction. And people will charge what they can get for their goods. The more money that's in circulation, the more their goods will sell for a given price. And, inflation steals money from people. It steals their productivity.
That's true.
When they try to save, okay, if they're not saving with a commodity like gold or silver, it erodes their savings every day. Okay, I think this past year, I don't know what they reported the inflation to be, but I think it was more like about 12% when they're reporting what, 5 or 6%.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
And they're lying with statistics because they've taken things off the table with regard to how they measure the consumer price index. I was just told the other day, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is they took milk off the list and added water.
Wow.
It's like they play games like that in order to deceive people as to what the real inflation rate is. And there is a website that uses the old CPI standard from, I can't remember, the 1980s. And then they track the inflation rate using the original CPI, the one that has not been altered. So the thing is, we have this currency, and what people don't understand also is the Federal Reserve.
All right, we have a break coming up. Yeah, got a break coming up, Ed. Hang on for that thought. Don't lose that thought. Folks, back at the break with your phone calls also. This is, you need to pay attention. You might already know this. But pay attention, folks. Your dollar's about gone. You're going digital. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
I know it's a lot of folks listening to this broadcast tonight. I don't care where you are around the world. You probably already know a lot of what we're talking about because you understand what real money is. But in the Bible, there's a severe curse. It's an abomination to use unjust weights and measures. And folks, we haven't had a just weight and measure in this country since 1964 at the latest, when they took the silver out of the coins, when the dollar was at least be backed by a silver dollar. And back then, a dollar paper, silver certificate, one more time, silver certificate or a silver dollar would buy you 12 hot dogs. And a silver dollar would still buy 12 hot dogs a day, if you know what the value of the silver dollar is. But the point of it is, we weren't taught that in school. I was not taught anything about silver and gold being real money. You weren't either, unless you went to a special school that I don't know about. And certainly the churches don't teach it, although it's in the Bible. Oh, yeah, folks, it's in the Bible. Yes, it is. Well, if Christ was sold for 30 pieces of silver, which was common price to sell back then. Silver was used back in transactions then. But the point of it is this. We weren't taught about this anywhere, and ignorant people are easily deceived, easily frightened into obeying, and that's why Americans in the world, but America now especially, and I'm saying this politely, are dumber than rocks when it comes to real common sense things any longer because it's not taught anywhere. When's the last time you had a preacher at your church, folks, that taught you about real money and showed you the difference? I've done it in our churches. I'll do it again sometime in the very near future. But when's the last time you had a preacher come to church with a hundred silver dollars, real silver dollars, $100 bill, it's called a Federal Reserve note, and then maybe one that says this note is redeemable and lawful money, $100 silver on deposit? When's the last time you had somebody come to church and say, listen, this is what we once had. This is what we have today. This is why your dollar is worth nothing. Your paper, your currency is worth nothing because it's not backed by anything. We could use seashells, do just as good, but you're better off with it. At least you got something, some tangible use. Well, I guess a currency, a $1 currency bill does also. You can start a fire with it, I suppose. But the point of it is, we were not taught these things. You were not taught these things. And as far as I know, I'm the only pastor that teaches these things in church. Ed, I know you go to church. Have you ever seen a pastor teach these facts in church?
Never.
And why shouldn't he? Isn't it important?
It sure is.
You know, but anyway, you go ahead. I didn't mean to take over the program, but folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. You need to call Melody Seastrom. She's the one, when I purchase metals, I buy from her. She is totally, absolutely the most honest individual I've ever dealt with in metals, and I've dealt in the past with people with metals. But Melody is straight up and down and a straight shooter. You call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And somebody answer the phone. You tell them, Pastor Bush sent you over, and you'd like to talk to Melody. Now, she'll get back with you. Folks, I'm telling you, this is important. I mean this with all my heart. I'm not saying don't have cash on hand. Of course you should have cash on hand. But if you have anything extra that you can do at all, I don't care if it's $100 or $10,000, put it in something that's not going to lose value. Yes, gold and silver fluctuates on the dollar scale. But it's not gold and silver fluctuating. It's the dollar, the currency around it, the currency we call money. That's what fluctuates. Gold and silver will never go to nothing, but the dollar will go to nothing. Go ahead, please, Ed.
Yeah, and by the way, let me just make a point also. The price of gold has been artificially suppressed. When that suppression ends, it's going to go through the roof. So
yes,
actually right now is a good opportunity to buy because relative to the amount of dollars that are in circulation, it's going to go up. So here's what people have to understand is we buy so many goods from overseas that a lot of our dollars are, in fact, overseas. Now, because we have legal tender laws and the Federal Reserve notes have to be accepted as legal tender, these countries that have our dollars, when they stop accepting them between one another,
they are,
because they recognize that they're worthless, what they're going to do is they're going to bring the dollars back here to buy stuff here, land, buildings, companies, and they're already starting to do that. When that happens, when that flood of money starts coming back here because we have to accept it, inflation is going to go through the roof. And as Butch mentioned, the price of silver and gold will maintain their value relative to other assets. So, for example, 100 years ago, you could have a handmade suit made for you for $20. Well, that was an ounce of gold. Well, today, you could probably have a handmade suit made for an ounce of gold. Now, it's not $20. That ounce of gold, I can't remember what the recent price is, what, $1,700?
About
$1,850. $1,800? Okay. So it would cost you about $1,800. So it's the same ounce of gold. It's just that it depreciated from $20 100 years ago to now $1,800. So understand that. But it's not going to be too long before that $1,800 is $2,800. And I'm not a prophet. I'm not a financial advisor either, but I can see what the reality. And the thing about gold is it's never going to go to zero. Okay?
That's true.
Let me just tell you that. It's always going to be gold. It's always going to be valuable. So just keep that in mind. Now, talking about the Federal Reserve, what they issue is they issue fiat currency, which means it's not backed by gold any longer. Okay? There is no – they took away the promise to pay. All right, so there's nothing behind it. You can't bring it into a bank and get some silver or gold. And understand this, the Federal Reserve is a private corporation. It's a consortium of banks that got a law passed which required the federal government to borrow money from the Federal Reserve when they ran a deficit, which is why you'll always have a deficit. It's built into the system. And so what happens is Lincoln figured this out before the Civil War, and he outfoxed the bankers. He went to the bankers, and they said, okay, yeah, we'll fund your Civil War. We'll charge you, I think they said 20% or something. And he thought that was outrageous. So what he did, he bypassed the bankers, and he printed what were called back then Lincoln greenbacks. They were not backed by gold or silver, all right? And he was able to inflate the currency to pay for the war. What he did was unconstitutional. Let's just make that clear. But he outfoxed the bankers anyway. And by the way, the requirement that those be accepted as legal tender was ruled by the U.S. Supreme Court to be unconstitutional. And then Ulysses Grant, the next year, appointed two more justices to the Supreme Court. In fact, he did it, I think, the day the decision came down, which ruled that the legal tender laws were unconstitutional. That was in the Griswold case. And so he added two justices. The next year, they revisited those legal tender cases. And in the Knox decision, they reversed the Griswold decision and said that legal tender laws were constitutional. Why? Because they packed the court. They added two justices. So that's That's how they did that. In any event, I don't want to digress into that. But with regard to the Federal Reserve, it's a private bank. Okay. So this private bank, when the federal government runs a deficit, by the law of the Federal Reserve Act, the federal government borrows the money from the Federal Reserve. Now, here's the scam. When the government goes to borrow the money from the Federal Reserve, prior to borrowing that money, the Federal Reserve does not have any money to give the government. Okay? Understand this. It has $0 to give to the government. When the government goes to borrow that money, it springs into existence upon the government borrowing the money. It's like magic. It comes into existence when the government buys it. So now the government could print the money, print U.S. notes, and not go through this transaction of borrowing the money from the Federal Reserve, but they do. So the Federal Reserve, because now the law was passed that requires the government to borrow money from the Federal Reserve, they now, let's assume that the deficit, I don't even know what it is now, what is it, $2 trillion, something like that?
The national debt's about $32 trillion, and the interest on the debt is almost $1 trillion.
Right. But the deficit each year,
Yes.
But whatever the deficit is, okay, what happens is the Federal Reserve exchanges its Federal Reserve notes for Treasury notes, see? So they get Treasury notes from the federal government in exchange for Federal Reserve notes, worthless pieces of paper, which do not bear any interest. They get interest-bearing notes. Now, there's an intermediary in there, and there's banks that actually buy the Treasury bonds, okay? And then the Federal Reserve buys them from the banks, so the banks get their cut of the action. So there's more involved than just the Federal Reserve and the federal government. But to simplify it, bottom line is, at the end of the transaction, the federal government gets the money, they spend the money, and when they spend the money, that creates inflation. Now, here's the problem the Federal Reserve has. Those bonds are only, and by the way, they're bonds which we have to now pay in the future, the interest on. So the taxpayer is obligated to pay the interest on those bonds. So that's how the income tax came into being. At the same year that we had the Federal Reserve Act, the Supreme Court, or I'm sorry, the 16th Amendment was enacted, which, by the way, does not change anything. That's a story for another day. But they claim that allows the government to tax your labor. See, the income tax is another scam. Okay, and according to the IRS, they can tax your labor. Labor tax is unconstitutional, clearly. But I don't want to, well, I will get into that if we have time. But my point is, this scam makes these bankers rich. You know, they talk about, well, money doesn't grow on trees.
And by the way, I'll make a comment here, too, that the bankers today are doing the same thing the bankers were in the temple when Christ threw them out with a whip, doing the same thing exactly, charging you usury, interest, if you will, and inflation. That's the same thing bankers are doing today on a worldwide scale because the church lost its calling to expose this, and that's why we're in this mess today. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah. So the Federal Reserve is actually a cartel, if you can think of it that way. It's a cartel, and they have a monopoly over our economy. So if you think of it this way, if you go to build a house, okay, and you want to get an 8-foot, you have to have 8-foot 2x4s, okay, and you buy a bunch of them, and now you're building your house, and then you run out of 2x4s, now you have to go get some more lumber. Well, if they change the measure, okay, the next day, and that 8-foot timber is now only 7 feet in length, your house is going to be all discombobulated, all right? You won't be able to build the house. It's that way with our economy. See, people have to understand the dollar. When you ask somebody what a dollar is, a dollar is actually a measure. It's like a foot. It's like a gallon. If I were to ask you, give me a gallon, you want to know a gallon of what? If I ask you, give me a dollar, you'd want to know a dollar of what? Well, a dollar of silver, a dollar of gold. Okay, well, if you take the silver and gold away and you just say a dollar, it's meaningless. It's like, give me an inch, give me a foot, give me a gallon, give me a pound of what, a gallon of what, an inch. So it's a measure. You have to have a commodity that measures. And so we've lost, people are, they don't understand that when we talk about dollars, it has to measure a commodity. And it was gold and silver, and now it's gone. Okay, and so it's a mythology now. It's counterfeit money. Okay, it measures nothing, and just the way you can't run an economy because a fiat currency will cause the economy to collapse. Okay, your house will collapse because you can't have a measure which constantly changes. So this dollar today is not the same dollar tomorrow. It's like that foot today or the inch today for your 2x4 is not going to be the same measure the next day. It changes, okay? You can't build a house with constantly changing measure. You can't build an economy with constantly changing measure. What you have is you have a lot of crime, sin, drugs, alcoholism. You clean up the money system, okay? And you'd be surprised how you increase the quality of life in a country.
Very, very true. And I'm looking for an article here I have that I want to share if I could find very quickly. Wyoming is another state that is working on making gold and silver the money that the state will use to pay. Here it is. Wyoming Senate votes to hold, invest, and receive tax payments in gold and silver. They said this will be issued that you can pay your tax with it. You can purchase things with it. It'll be, and it went on to say here that I'm trying to find the exact article, the exact part. Introduced by Senator Bob Ide, SF-101 amends and further implements the Wyoming Legal Tender Act, popular 2018 law that had removed all tax liability from gold and silver transactions and affirmed that the monetary said metals are legal tender in Wyoming. So they don't tax gold and silver. Gold and silver, folks, was not taxable. Paper is. They just take it out before you get it. But if you have legal tender, gold and silver in possession, that's not taxable. And that's another reason why, folks, really soon you're going to see coming up in near you, and it's going to affect all of us, we're going to totally digital currency. Totally digital financial currency, because what little independence we have is that we will not have any cash at all. We can trade back and forth and buy something with anonymously. They're going to digital. This is the next step with the Great Reset, been talked about in many places. This is the mark of the beast system. It's taken over 130 years or so, 100 some years, to get us in this position to fall in place for the Mark the Beast worldwide. And the fiat currencies were a big part of that. They're a big part of that. When they collapse, they'll prop them up with a digital currency, which will link you into the beast system all the way. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you have certain identifying marks to do that with. This is all part of the beast system. Don't you think it would behoove all of us to understand this and prepare ourselves for what's coming? Paper money is paper, and there's not money. Paper is paper is paper. Buy something of tangible with it. Buy storable food. Buy a water filter. Buy some precious metal. But for goodness sakes, folks, put back something tangible for your children's children. Something that they can use. Something that will last when you're gone. Since I've been married, the dollar has dropped 85%. The world goes on another 10, 15 years. I don't think the dollar will last that long. I really don't. Matter of fact, nations now that they're backed our dollar with their oil, including Saudi Arabia and other countries, are moving away from the dollar. So when they no longer even have a petrodollar, you'll have nothing but inflation when the dollar goes worldwide. And it's coming, folks. It's coming fast. Anything you want to say to that, Ed?
Yeah, you raise a really interesting issue. Constitutionally, no state can make anything but gold and silver a tender in payment of debt.
That's true.
So that's right in Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. So Wyoming is perfectly constitutional for them to do that. And nobody can ever complain about it because the Constitution requires them to make gold and silver a tender of payment for debts.
That's true. That's very true.
So, and when you talk about digital currency, hold on to your hats, people, because when that digital currency comes, because our fiat currency system will collapse. And when they go with the digital currency, what you'll do is they will be able to control what you buy, whether you can buy anything, whether you can use your currency. They can turn it on and off. They can put a expiration date on it, so you have to spend it by such and such a date. They can limit what you can spend it on. They'll know everything you buy or sell. And if you're deemed to be have a low social credit score, you won't be able to use it at all. They can just shut it off, okay? And you won't be able to buy or sell unless you have, of course, the mark of the beast, which Butch has just mentioned. And all you have to do is look at your products today that you buy in the store. Every product with a UPC symbol actually has the mark of the beast on it. That UPC symbol, if you look at those bars, every bar represents a number. But there are three bars on that code that have
yes.
no number that are marked. And those three bars that run across that UPC code, the number that's associated with those bars is 666.
Yes, that's the first bar, the middle bar, and the last bar, folks. 666,
yep.
That's on the – yes, it is.
Yes, yeah.
It is. Go ahead, Ed. You're doing a good job. And, folks, if you want to call, you got a few minutes left. I know it's quiet. I know you listen. But if you want to call, feel free to. Don't forget to be in the office, like I said, between 9 and 4. And if Daryl and PA's listening tonight, give me a call tomorrow, Daryl. We need to talk a little bit. 844-769-2944. Go ahead, Ed.
By the way, you mentioned the petrodollar. The way it's arranged now, the reason we have more oil in the United States than anywhere in the world. So right in the north shore of Alaska, okay, we have more oil than anywhere else in the entire world. But they have agreed to keep that off the market in order to allow for these oil countries to buy our debt. See, the arrangement is, and Saudi Arabia went along with it, the arrangement is that they would buy our debt as long as we bought their oil.
Right.
And the higher the price of the oil, the more debt they can buy because the more money they make. So the government has an interest in higher fuel costs. All right? The government will always be pushing your gas prices up. And, of course, that's part of the reason, by the way, why they're pushing electric vehicles. It ties in with the digital currency. Your electric vehicle is a control mechanism. See, they can control with that electric vehicle where you can go, where and how far you can go, because they have complete control. Oil gives you freedom. See, you can drive wherever you want, okay, with gasoline, and it doesn't have to be gasoline, okay? So if you have an internal combustion engine, you have freedom. You have something where you have to hook into the grid? Oh, they can shut that off. In fact, there was a case involving a dispute somebody had with Tesla Motors, and they were driving along, and suddenly they were not able to go to any fast charging stations. And what happened was Tesla remotely just turned off their ability to fast charge their vehicle. They have complete control over that entire vehicle remotely. There are features on vehicles now that they can access remotely. For example, Mercedes-Benz is doing this. There are features that come in your car that if you want that feature, you have to pay a subscription, a monthly subscription, in order to get. So you want heated seats? It'll cost you $5 a month. Okay?
Gee whiz.
So, yeah. Yeah, they're starting to do that now.
Wow. I did not know that. That is interesting. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But go ahead. You're doing, and you're getting a lot of good stuff out. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's all about making money. See, here's the problem with corporations. See, in the olden days, a corporation, which is a child of the state, they had to certify that they were going to do something for the good of the people, for the good of the community, in order to be incorporated. Well, they got rid of that requirement, and they used to have to certify every year. Now it's, hey, you become a corporation, it's perpetual. They protect them from liability, and they treat the corporation, because it's a child of the state, special. It's a creation of the state government.
And so, by the way, folks, that's what a 501c3 church is, a corporation, is created by the state. You're going to a church that is not really a church. We're down about the last minute here. What are you going to say in closing, Ed?
Well, just let me make a point. You made a point about 501c3. No church should ever be 501c3. Basically, the 501c3, you have agreed to get permission from Caesar to preach, and Caesar gets to check and make sure that you're preaching what he wants preached.
If he is
unhappy, he can shut you down.
That's very much right. That's very true. Ed, this has been interesting, and I know the people listening, they didn't call. I know they're really enjoying the discussion. At least I think they are. Folks, can you see how this all ties together to the end times? Please understand this and make yourself as independent as possible. By the grace of God, I'll see you off tomorrow, and I want to hope to talk to you. And Ed, thank you so much. I'll be talking to you in the near future, okay?
All right. Take care.
God bless, my friend. Folks, see you off tomorrow. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.